we were delighted that the G8 finally took some courageous steps in the face of what's a global emergency. We've already lost 20 million people to HIV because they didn't get the care and treatment they required. It's fantastic to see the G8 finally saying this is the year where we're going to make that stop.
But what complaints do you have with it?
Our worry is that without full funding coming up at the replenishment funding conference in September, and without people using the World Trade Organization process to make sure they can be fair trade medicines, that there'll be some critical blockages that make the target unachievable. But the setting of the target itself was incredibly bold and visionary.
Well, what do you think needs to be done in order for them to actually reach this goal?
We first of all need to find the money to make it happen. That will run into billions, and it's absolutely imperative that money is found quickly. And we secondly need to make sure that people are able to produce medicines or import medicines at a price to actually make them available to the poorer people who are living with HIV.
Despite your endorsement of the goal, you seem to have a fear that the G8 will not follow through. Do you see any indications in their past actions to make you feel that way?
There have been a number of promises that have been made in the field of HIV and AIDS that haven't been followed on by the global leadership. We think, however, this one, because it is so bold and so visionary and comes right on the back of the WHO target to try and get 3 million people on treatment by 2005, that we think this is the time when G8 finally have said, we're going to bite the bullet and do it properly this time.
Why do you think the G8 took the action this time and not in previous summits?
What we've seen is an unprecedented global campaign mobilisation to put the G8 under scrutiny this year. And in particular, it's been voices from Africa, Latin America and Asia that said, if you want to fix AIDS and therefore make poverty history, what you need to do is get us access to treatment. There's all sorts of other things in HIV that are important in terms of prevention and care. But what our southern-based people living with HIV have been saying to us is it's treatment that makes a critical difference. And there's been a global movement supporting that. And finally, G8 leaders have listened.
I was at the G8 conference in Scotland when this was announced, but I also noticed that when the London bombings occurred, it changed the entire tone of the conference. Do you think that what happened in London and refocusing on terrorism could distract from this goal of universal access for AIDS patients?
The impact that we feel there has been of the bombing is obviously a great tragedy for people living in London. What there also was a lack of pressure on the G8 for those particular hours because the global media gaze went elsewhere. We'll never know whether the deal would have been different if the media had kept attention on what was happening at the summit. Now we'll never know. What we do know is that after the summit, people will be expecting those promises to be kept, and they'll be doing campaigning and advocacy to make sure that happens.